celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder with a pretty well-studied and well-established set of biomarkers. The most sensitive and specific blood marker for celiac disease is the IgA, anti-tissue transglutaminase, or anti-endomysial antibodies. You may have heard anti-TTG antibodies. By definition, the non-celiac wheat-sensitive individuals are not positive for these antibodies. So they don't have these. That's by definition. If they have it, we would generally think of those individuals as having celiac disease. And now in the non-celiac wheat-sensitive individuals, they have high levels of antibodies to gluten that are, one could say, similar to what we see in celiac disease. In the case of non-celiac wheat sensitivity, we think that these protective mucosal immune responses may be lacking or inadequate. We do see clear biological differences in these individuals when we compare them to celiac disease patients and when we compare them to healthy individuals. And we can possibly use those markers as useful diagnostic biomarkers. So these data altogether suggest a compromised intestinal barrier at both at the level of the intestinal cell lining and at the immunologic level. We are only beginning to understand non-celiac wheat sensitivity. We've had now, you know, several decades of studying celiac disease, and we are at the point we are with celiac disease because of decades of research. Hopefully things will be faster with non-celiac wheat sensitivity, but we are really at the beginning of the road